Praise the Lord. It's been a while since I've been up here. I've seen people take many turns. It rotates and rotates, and eventually I got picked. I'm going to keep my message very short and simple. I'm not a public speaker, so please bear with me. Thank God for this very opportunity to share this very short message for this Youth Sunday. And today I want to take you through the journey of the life of Joseph. So we all know who Joseph is. Joseph was the son of Jacob. And we know the story. He's been sold as a slave. And then God lifted him up out of nowhere. And then he became the ruler of the country, of Egypt. And I just want to focus on a couple of points, some key points from the whole story of Joseph. So let's start with the first one. That's jealousy leads to sin. So let's all turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 37, verse 11. Right? So, you know, Jacob, he loved Joseph so much that he made a beautiful robe for him. I think if our parents like us too much, sometimes they give us too much eddy. Right? And, excuse me. But in the case of Joseph, Jacob loved him so much that he gave him a robe. And you know, like when you have siblings and everyone around you, and you know, if your parents love your one son or your one daughter more than the other, you tend to get a little bit jealous. Is that true, guys? Is it? Yeah? Okay. I heard it from yesterday. Who needs a new brother? It's from yesterday from the youth. So we played a game yesterday, and we had to take a, write something unique about us. And someone here wrote, I want to adopt a new brother or a sister. And, you know, maybe they've been reading the book of the life of Joseph. Who knows? Anyways, Joseph was, he's a humble person. His brothers, though, like, they didn't like Joseph at all. The main reason being Jacob was always, he liked Joseph more. And then because of all the dreams that he saw, they thought, okay, you know, Joseph was like a spiritual person. And nobody wanted that, right? So sometimes in our lives too, like when jealousy comes into our hearts, right, we tend to deviate from God and we tend to like sin. Automatically you sin because you automatically start to like, you know, not love that person anymore. We automatically try to, We don't like that person. But like when you see him, we like smile. But like in the inside, we don't want to show that, you know. Just because like our whole relationship with that person, it changes, you know. It becomes very difficult for us to like talk, and we want to have a proper conversation with this person. But like you know, it's hard to talk, or it's hard to like interact with this person, just because you know, okay, we are jealous about this person, you know, like we. No, okay, we don't like this guy for this reason. And that's something like we need to like try to avoid, because even in our day-to-day lives, you know, we see something that the other person has and we're like, okay, we want that and we don't have it, you know. That kind of thing, it should always be like away from our minds and away from our thoughts and everything. And also, like, if you think about it, like, we're always jealous about, like, materialistic things, right? We never care about, okay, that person is more spiritual than me, you know. I don't want to be like that guy. Is that how we are often like that, right? Like we never compare ourselves with like the spiritual jealousness, if you know what I mean. We are like, okay, he's too spiritual, okay, let's keep him down. And but like the thing is, our problem is we're always like jealous about materialistic stuff, and that's the main thing that makes us sin. Because if you look at the story of Joseph, you can see the brothers were plotting like a murder against him, right? And that's the kind of thing. It's just because of jealousy. Joseph didn't do any crazy things in their lives. And all he did was just be the very loving brother. But the brothers didn't like it. Even though, like I said, jealousy, it becomes a big sin in our lives. Let's turn our attention to Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6. Yeah, just the last part, it says, jealousy is fierce as the grave. It flashes as flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord. So, you know, fire is hot, and if they're comparing the flame of Lord to jealousy, it's you cannot even compare it. It's like really, It's just saying you cannot, like, it's really bad. Like, we should not be jealous about anything or anyone in precise. Let's read one more verse, Proverbs 6, verse 34. He will not spare when he takes revenge. So these kind of things happen when we are like, we hate someone, when we are actually jealous about this person. But like, as Christians, we should not do that and always be loving to one another, right? So the next point is, so first one was jealousy. We learned that from the life of Joseph. Next one, God's guidance is always upon us in our ups and downs. Okay, so if you look at the life of, if you look at the timeline of Joseph, we know even from his young time, he was getting bullied by his brothers, number one, right? Always, he's in the very low. If you think about it as a chart, let's say we are on zero, okay? He's being bullied. His life is like a mess. At the age of 17, he got sold to the Ishmaelite travelers, okay? Still, nothing's changed in his life, as in like, he's still in that zero level. And then what? He got sold to the Potiphar, right? He became a slave in Potiphar's house. And guess what happened? Potiphar, he knew that God was with him. And guess what he did? Just because Potiphar knew God was with him, he made him the second in command, or his assistant, pretty much, right? So, like, was it done with the right intention? Right? Yeah? Okay. That's not my point. but anyways, if you look at it, he's still in the low level, right? But now he became the assistant of Potiphar. So now we see a small gradual increase in his. So then what happens? Potiphar's wife treats him bad, and then he gets sent to the prison again. It's pretty much his life went up a little bit and then again down. So this is what happens in our lives as well, right? Most of the times, we think everything's going well and wonderful, and all of a sudden, life hits, and then all our faith goes down, all our prayers go down, everything happens. Like, if you think about it, like for a very example, we're all like immigrants to Canada, right? We all had we all had like good lives back in the Middle East or wherever we came from, and then we come here, and what happens? We had this very high expectation. We're going to get this wonderful job, a wonderful house, and everything, and then what happens? All of a sudden, your degrees are worth nothing. Your English is worth nothing here. Your everything is like is down. It just goes down, and then we try to like build the thing up like slowly by slowly, and then all of a sudden, like I said, we come to Canada, and then we have no jobs. We have nothing. We're struggling day to day. Like we again hit rock bottom, right? And then it takes a lot of time again to like build that life back up. So pretty much same like in Joseph's life, he's like sold as a slave. And then he was sold as a slave, and then he slowly becomes the assistant of Potiphar, and then all of a sudden his life goes back down again. And if it was me, like if I was sold as a slave, and then I wouldn't be like happy, I wouldn't be like smiling or anything. If you can imagine, right? Like if it was a normal person, like they would have cursed at him, or like he would have done like a lot of wrong things just because this happened to them. But like if you look at it. Joseph didn't murmur, or he didn't have any of those issues, right? If you think about it, how would I put this? Like our lives goes up and down, and there's always God who's always there. He's always going to play around with our lives in a very mysterious ways. We never know, but always at the end, just like how Joseph became the ruler at the very end, we all have that hope that even if you're going through struggles today, tomorrow might be a blessing or something. But if you look at Joseph's life, at the age of 17 is when he got sold as a slave. And then it took him like 13, 14 years before he became the ruler of Egypt, right? So this is something that we can relate in all our lives. Like if you're going through like struggles or the time of, if you're going ups and downs, right? It's always... Think about it in this way. If for Joseph, it took 13 years. For you, it could be tomorrow, maybe 13 years, just like Joseph. But it's always the reward is always there for you. The next point is standing in the midst of temptation. So let's read Genesis chapter 39, verse 6 to 8. Yeah. So we know the story here, right? Joseph, Potiphar's wife, she had this lust on Joseph, and he wanted to sleep with her. She wanted to sleep with him. And Joseph, being a man of God, he rebuked her, right? He pretty much said, I'm going to sin if I do this. Joseph, actually, at the very end, he told Potiphar's wife, if I do this, it's a sin against God, right? So if you think about this, like, that part actually struck me. Because, for example, let's say we talk to a Muslim guy, right? We talk to a Muslim guy, it's like, hey, do you want to eat pork? What is the first thing that they say? It's haram, right? They say it's haram. So so let's say someone, like as a Christian, right? We walk around, we do things from work, let's say. They ask you to, let's go and have some drinks or something. What do we say? Do we say we're a Christian, or do we just say, I don't drink, I don't do this, I don't do that? Yeah? What's the first thing that comes, honestly? No, we just say no, right? But like that's something that always struck me. When Muslims always say, you know, it's a haram, it's a thing, they always have this religious point of view. They're like putting their faith first, and they are like trying to tell us, okay, in my religion, this is not allowed, right? But for us, we sometimes even myself, they say, okay, let's go out for drinks. I just say no. But like, what if we change that that sentence? I mean, we change it to, I'm a Christian, so we don't do drinks. We don't do this. That could like impact someone's life, right? And, like, I've heard people say it's a haram, and it's always like I thought about it. It's always like it struck me too, right? Because they're trying to like express their faith in the same way we could express our faith. Like, if you're a Christian, we cannot do this drugs, we cannot do this drinks and all that stuff. So keep that in mind, right? Like Joseph, he stayed away from that the temptation that he had, and he actually advised. He rebuked Potiphar's wife, saying, no, I'm not going to do this. It's a sin against God, right? Let's just read this verse, James chapter 4, verse 7. Yeah, it says, rebuke the devil, and he will flee away from you. So pretty much rebuke whoever tells you, okay, you want to drink? You want to have some fun times? You want to have a party or something? Rebuke, no, in the name of Jesus, can go away. Right. So now let's go to the next point, which is forgiveness without revenge. So let's read at Genesis chapter 45, verse 22 to 23. Yep. So it talks about like this is a very almost the end of the story, where they Joseph gives them gifts and everything. So like even though look at Joseph like one more time. You know, Joseph got sold as a slave in the age of 17, right? And then he became the commander at the age of 30, right? Age of 30, and then 7 years there was a famine, right? And 2 years after that is when Joseph's brothers returned. So if you look at the number of years. Right, 39 minus 17. Almost 22 years, Joseph hasn't seen his brothers, and these are the brothers who sold him as a slave. Right? So if someone did something to you like really bad 22 years ago, are we still like thinking about that today? It depends on how severe it is, right? If it's like way too severe, we'll never forget it. If it's like small things, yeah, we just leave it aside. So this is the thing, right? They did something really big. They sold him as a slave. It's a very big thing. If we were like Joseph, we'd always like hate our brothers, no matter what. Like that's the kind of thing that they did. But like Joseph, even though after all these years, he recognized them. Right, that's the main thing. He recognized them, and then he gave them the gifts on so that they can go on their way back. Also, if you can read Genesis chapter 42 verse 17. So like, what's happening there? Was he actually taking revenge, or what's going on? Probably. Okay. Any other answers? Test. Yeah. So that's so. Joseph, he didn't have any grudge against his brothers. He was like, okay, I'm going to forgive these people, but I just want to know if they're actually repentant, right? So let's read up Genesis 42, verse 21 to 23. 42, 21 to 23. Yeah. So Joseph knew exactly what to do. He had this wisdom from God. Okay. He knows that their brothers doesn't know who he is. But he's doing this test with them, right, to make sure they're actually repentant about what they did 22 years ago. They want to make sure that he's actually repentant. Like, we could always say sorry, right? But if you don't mean it, like, it's worth nothing. So Joseph, he was not actually doing a revenge. He was more like testing if they were actually, guilty. They feel guilty about what they did. Are they actually sorry about what they did? And now, like we can see how they talk among themselves, right? They're like, this is happening because we did this to Joseph like years ago. And what Joseph did was amazing, right? Like he didn't send them away empty-handed. He sent them all the gifts. He loved them. Even though he said, are you spies or are you, who are you guys, right? But like at the end, he was like still crying and happy about the fact that he saw his brothers again. So the same way Christ shows his compassion towards us, right? Like even though we are sometimes sinning here and there, but at the end of the day, if we are like completely, truly repentant about what we did, Christ is also there to like show us that same mercy that Joseph did to us, did to them. So let me just conclude from what I said. You know, like for me, it's easy to preach, but like to practice is a different thing, right? Sometimes we run into people, we run into issues or run into situations where our forgiving would be like lower and very less. But then as Christians, every day we are building our, we're working towards perfection, right? So every day is like, it's a new learning. So even if like we can forgive or show the same love or same compassion that Joseph did, it's a blessing in our lives as well. So in overall, if you look at Joseph, right, what does he symbolize, right? He symbolizes the true loving nature of even of Jesus Christ. Just the way he didn't murmur about him getting sold as a slave, or he didn't say anything about getting thrown in prison, or he saw his brothers and he was crying out with joy, right? So it's all showing that Christ-like love and the Christ-like nature in Joseph. And that's something like we should always also try to achieve in our lives. So even when we showing that loving nature to one another, right? Just like, what's the greatest command, right? To love one another just like Christ loved you, right? We can try and be like Joseph. Try is the better word, right? Because we can always be perfect. We are humans. You're always going to run into problems and situations, like I said. So I hope this message clicks in your heart, and thank you.